stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Seek ye no longer the city, says the Father. Stand not fast there, for in the cities is the corruption of the unholy one. For even from the beginning of time, the cities have not been a place for my people, says the Father.
The day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, the Lord has laid on our hearts that we should all be preparing for a famine of biblical proportion, like in the days of Joseph, spoken of in Genesis 41:30. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. Then he speaks of the stored food in verse 36. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. The famine we face in our time is man-made, to force those who are not walking through the narrow gate to take the mark to feed their starving families. Revelation 13:16-17. And he causeth all, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save that he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And for those that take that mark, Amos 8:11 says, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of a hearing of the words of the Lord. So, my friends, all we can say is prepare for the hardest of times, stay in your walk with the Lord, and walk right through that narrow gate. Amen. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. You are so right, Sister Sharon. The famine is here and more of it's coming. And our listening friends better be prepared and ready and prayed up. Amen. Praise the Lord, our friends, as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you. Amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. So just think of what can be done if you partner with us. Please pray about becoming a WOW, W-O-W, WOW, Walk on Water Signs Radio Spiritual Sponsor. The need is great. This one-man, one-woman ministry needs your help. Write Box 122 today, won't you? Bless you, our friends. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible titled Behind or Ahead, It is Your Choice. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. So that ye become behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall confirm unto you the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord. My. Watchman comment. Our dear friends, for those of you who have been taught the gifts are not for today, I beseech you, my brethren, to turn from that false teaching. It may be why in these last days that you feel so lost, so alone, and so afraid. You should not feel that way, my friends. In these end times, for as I always say, fear is the opposite of faith, don't you know? Jesus left with you the Comforter, who is Yahweh's Holy Spirit, to teach you all things, John chapter 14, verse 26, and to bring you not fear, but peace that passes all understanding, Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. So as you wait for the last coming of Christ, you will be able not only to have a place, but to be able to stand in that peace. Amen and amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 and 14. It takes a little work and a lot of faith on your part to be blameless on the last day coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So get right and get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Save yourself while you still can. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:6.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Do not be like the world, my children. For the world looks around and says, "Where is this God that people talk about?" They look around and they do not see me when I am right in front of them, in front of their very nose, saith your Father God. But be like me. Be like me and understand like me. For when you are like me, you will see things that they cannot see, nor will they ever see them, says the Lord. For I am in front of them. I am in front of their face. I am the God that answers by fire, the God that causes mountains to smoke and to rumble and to rage. And as I speak, the things that I speak are taking place. And I say unto you, the things that you have heard have already taken place. Many of the things that I have spoken to you have already come to pass. And there are those who have said that this is not of me. But I say to you, it is of me. It is of my making, for I am God, the creator of all things. Look not to the things of this world, but look to the things of me. For the things of this world are of no help to you, but the things that are of me will help you and guide you and direct you in the days ahead. The days that you call the last days are here, says the Lord. For the rumblings of the mountains now begin. The hurricanes, the winds have begun once more. Now I say unto you, look once more to the mountain, for the mountain will shake again. It will rumble, and this time the disturbance will be greater than before, and many may die, says the Lord.
My. The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand. Get ready while you still can. Now, Eddie, Kansas, Glenn, Virginia, Bobby, Virginia, Juanita, Virginia, and William, Michigan, have together, in the spirit of the Lord, combined their WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water love gifts to sponsor tonight's program. Thank you, our friends. Please know that each science program must support itself in order to remain on the air. God bless you all. You heard from God, you obeyed, and you mailed your love gift. Hallelujah. Bless you, friends. And Lord, I pray you will bless all those who help sponsor all of your science programs, Lord. And please, Lord, touch those who can send help during March. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program right now. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now the prophecy news behind the news that has some of the bad news and some of the good news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Very sick. U.S. State Department offers special two-year passports for transgenders in transition. My. The State Department's website features travel information for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender individuals, including advice on getting a temporary passport if that individual is in a transgender transition. It states, and I quote, "In order to have the passport issued in your new gender, you must submit a physician certificate with your application that validates whether your gender transition is in process or complete," says the State Department, unquote. Continue quoting, "If a physician certifies that your transition is in process, you are eligible for a limited validity two-year passport," close quote. My. Watchman comment. You folks realize what that transition thing means, don't you? That means an operation that makes a man into a woman or a woman into a man. Yuck. Continuing. Martial law. Tucson City Council hands authority over to military. On February 20th of 2013, the Tucson, Arizona City Council passed a resolution allowing the U.S. Air Force to make appropriate decisions when balancing national security and community needs when it comes to their existing and future military mission and assignments.
In other words, the resolution allows military to reject decisions made by the people of Tucson. The resolution is posted on the Tucson government website and further states that it is necessary for the prevention of the peace, health, and safety of the city of Tucson, at least up until the time of this report, that this resolution become immediately effective, an emergency is hereby declared to exist, and this resolution shall be effective immediately upon its passage and adoption. In short, the council has imposed what, for all practical purposes, is a declaration of martial law on the residents of Tucson, Arizona. My. Continuing. An Israeli rabbi has called for the restoration of animal sacrifices on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Rabbi Yisrael Ariel, the leader of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, has called for the restoration of animal sacrifice on the Temple Mount, even though the temple has not been rebuilt yet, and the rabbi said the face is that the Temple Mount is in Arab hands, must end, so that the Jews may go into the Temple Mount and offer these animal sacrifices. Watchman comment. This, my friends, is a 666 last days end time sign that may precede the revealing of the Antichrist. This may be the abomination that causes desolation. I told you this might happen without the rebuilding of the third temple. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Food monopolists are taking over the world food supply. Three mega multinationals now control better than 40% of global coffee sales, for example. Eight companies control the supply of cocoa and chocolate. Seven control the lion's share, 85%, of tea production. Five multinationals control three-quarters of the world's banana trade. And the largest half-dozen sugar traders account for about 66% of the world's sugar trade. Putting too much power into the hands of too few companies increases the risk of exploitation in the food supply chains. Continuing. Homeland Security drones designed to identify civilians carrying guns. Recently, uncovered government documents reveal that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's unmanned Predator B drone fleet has been customized and designed to identify civilians carrying guns and tracking cell phone signals. My. Continuing. North Korea vows a first-strike nuke attack on America. North Korea is vowing a preemptive nuclear strike against the United States. The harsh rhetoric came just hours ahead of a vote by UN diplomats on whether to level new sanctions against Pyongyang and its recent nuclear test. Should we be taking this threat seriously? Is North Korea capable of successfully implementing their threat? My. Continuing. In Israel, hundreds of arrest warrants have been sent to draft-dodging ultra-Orthodox Jews. Hundreds of arrest warrants have been filed in recent days for the ultra-Orthodox teenagers who failed to show up at military induction centers. Watchman comment. Will the Obama pull this in America soon, especially if young women become draftable? I have a granddaughter who was recently sent a draft card. Yeah, believe it, a draft card, a girl, a young girl, a teenager, my. When her dad called Selective Service, they told him it was an error not to worry about it. My. I hate to say it, but I doubt that was an error. I wonder how many thousands of young girls got the same draft card and the response that was given to my son for his daughter. An error. Do you know of anyone? Write or call me, please, so I can expose this lie. Continuing. If Iran reaches critical point in nuke drive, Israel will attack. In a little notice exchange at the Senate Armed Services Committee, a top U.S. general said he had no doubt Israel would attack Iran if the Islamic Republic reached a certain critical point in its nuclear weapons drive. Furthermore, said General James Mattis, Israel could do so without the assistance of the United States. Outgoing U.S. General Command Chief James Mattis said, I take the Israelis at their word, and they won't need our help. When asked next whether the U.S. should assist in such an Israeli attack, General Mattis said, that would depend on what the objective of the strike is. My. Talk about heating up. Continuing. U.S. warns health officials to be on the alert for deadly new virus. State and local health officials worry about potential infections from a deadly virus previously unseen in humans that has now sickened 14 people and killed 8. The virus is a coronavirus a part of the same family of viruses as the common cold and the deadly outbreak of severe acute respiratory system called SARS. In fact, so far, no cases have been reported in the United States yet. Continuing, what are the heavens telling us? February was packed with celestial events, notably the meteor that exploded over Russia, and some theological leaders and experts are convinced that God is trying to send a message. Citing biblical passages about signs and wonders in the heavens, more than a few have been talking about whether biblical prophecies in scriptures are now being fulfilled. One incident that received widespread coverage, for example, was a lightning bolt that struck St. Peter's Basilica just hours after Pope Benedict XVI announced his resignation. The meteor that shook Russia, along with numerous other meteors documented over the last month, also had believers and non-believers alike wondering where this all may be going. Luke chapter 21 verse 11, "And great signs shall there be from heaven." Luke chapter 21 verse 25, "And there shall be signs in the sun." Luke chapter 2 verse 19, "And I will shew wonders in the heavens above." My. The last days, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing. C-Scope, exposing the nation's most controversial public school curriculum system that the Texas C-Scope Review, an independent watchdog group, uncovered an out-of-date optional C-Scope lesson plan on terrorism. World History Unit 12 Lesson 07, which allegedly likens the Boston Tea Party to an act of terrorism. The system also recently asked students to design a flag for a new socialist nation. Watchman comment, "I've reported on C-Scope before. It is referred to as instructional material and not curriculum. Therefore, they say, it is not subject to regulation by the State Board of Education in Texas." C-Scope has been adopted by some 75% of Texas schools. Wow, my friends, that's even in Texas. Texans, you need to squash this. A new socialist nation flag? My, oh my. I can visualize that Lone Star flag. Hallelujah. And that doesn't need to be replaced by some socialist communist flag. Texas students were even subject to a lesson based on the idea that Christianity was a cult. Oh boy, continuing. Baltimore school now offering counseling to kids upset by strawberry tart gun. Oh, man. How ridiculous. It's called doubling down. First, a teacher at the Park Elementary School in Baltimore flips out because some 7-year-old, Josh Wells, bites his strawberry tart, trying to make it look like a mountain, but it ends up looking sort of like a gun. The teacher then reports Josh, who was suspended for 2 days. Later, an assistant principal at the school sent out a letter to the parents offering counseling to the kids who may have been upset by the Pop-Tart gun-chewing incident. I kid you not. I quote from a portion of the letter, "If your children express that they were troubled by the incident, our school counselor is available to meet with any students who have the need to do so." Close quote. My, oh my. This is not in Nazi Germany, folks. It's in America. Oh, boy. Continuing. Ohio man charged with shooting a police robot that entered his house, his bedroom. Oh, brother. It's not a zombie apocalypse yet, but it could be soon, or even worse, depending on your point of view. But one thing is for certain, the robots are coming, and with them, new laws that will undoubtedly be utilized to protect them, not you. The first robot to enter the Belvin's home was camera-equipped. Its mission was to locate the man. A second, larger robot was then sent inside, but when Belvin spotted the machine, he opened fire on it, wounding the poor thing. According to the local newspaper, the 64-year-old man, Michael Belvins, who was heavily inebriated, was recently arrested for shooting but not killing that police robot following a six-hour standoff. My, oh my. Folks, maybe the man deserved to be arrested, but this is ridiculous. This is a police state action. Continuing. Scan cams in small Ohio town rack up $1.2 million in fines. Elmwood Place is a village in Ohio with only about 2,100 residents. In September of last year, the town just north of Cincinnati had two traffic cameras installed to nab speeding drivers. According to the press, the cameras issued 6,600 tickets and racked up fines to the tune of $1.5 million in just 1 month. My, oh my, continuing. Colorado Sheriff claims Democrats using raises to pressure on gun laws. In a radio interview heard on KVOR Radio, El Paso County, Sheriff Terry McKetta claimed that he received an email that outlined a threat to stop or stall pay raises to the state's elected county sheriffs if they did not support the latest gun control laws. My, oh my. And also this, Obama's gun control backfires. Number of gun makers refusing to sell guns to Obama government agencies more than triples. These companies have suspended the sale of guns to states, counties, cities, and municipalities that restrict their citizens' right to own them. Recently, the number of companies participating in what has been named the Firearms Equality Movement has more than tripled from 34 companies to 118. It is quite likely you will recall the Obama phone woman who excitedly shouted into a TV camera that she would vote for Obama because he had given her a phone. Well, that program is coming under scrutiny by Democrats. Watchman comment, too little, too late. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for a devotional titled, The World is Only Bad News. I guess we had a few in that last report, didn't we? My, my, my. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program stay on the air. Or, to remain anonymous, send cash and leave your return address off. Either way, do not forget to pray over it, for then God is able to get it through, amen, and always does. And also, please pray for others to give as God speaks to them, like he did to you. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Signs spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Spell the town, Lyle, L-I-S-L-E. Spell the state, New York, N-Y. Zip 13797. Sharon and I will be so glad to receive your letter of support for March in Post Office Box 122 this week. And as always, it's a blessing to hear from our listeners. Now a devotional to keep you informed, titled, The World is Only Bad News. Psalms 27, verses 4 and 5. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Hallelujah, amen, my dear listening friends. God can do that, don't you know? The world these days is full of bad news. With tensions growing in the Middle East, economies on the brink of collapse, and nature consistently adding to the chaos with one disaster after another. It's a time of trouble, all right, and for believers it may sometimes be hard to believe, but it is never as bad as it seems. Did you hear that? It's never as bad as it looks. Let me illustrate with a little fictional story. Way out west, in America, of course, a cowboy, maybe West Texas where we want to go, a cowboy is driving down a road with his dog, riding in the back of his pickup truck, his faithful horse in the trailer behind him. Of course, that's the modern rendition of being on his faithful horse. As he takes a curve on the highway, he suddenly loses control of the vehicle and has a terrible accident. Sometime later, a state police officer comes along on the scene. A great lover of animals, the officer's attention, of course, is first drawn to the poor horse. Realizing the serious nature of his injuries, he draws his service revolver and puts the animal out of its misery. Boom! Then, walking around the accident, he finds the dog, also critically wounded, and whining miserably in pain. This grips the officer's heart, and he quickly ends the dog's suffering as well. Bang! Finally, the officer locates the cowboy, who has suffered multiple fractures and can barely breathe. "Hey," the officer shouts, "are you okay?" The cowboy takes one look at the smoking gun in the trooper's hand and quickly replies with unexpected energy, "Never felt better." My dear listening friends, you are pilgrims in this dangerous world, which will wound you at times so badly it will seem unbearable. Yet, you still have this promise of God, "In the time of trouble, he will hide me," from our verse. It's because your real life, your true life, is in Yahweh. And with him, no matter what happens to you here on earth, heaven will be your peaceful home. So when the world approaches you with a smoking gun, ready to put you out of your misery, I pray you can find supernatural strength and simply say, "I never felt better." Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. We're having a little fun tonight, folks. So get right and get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service.
Ask Jesus to come in your life. Make him the Lord of your life. Turn away from the wickedness and the sin of this world and come unto him right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
My dear listening friends, because this program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way it can stay on the air, and I cannot sell things to stay on the air as others do. That is unbiblical, and God will not allow me to do that. Therefore, I can't do it, and I need your help to stay on the air. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to give will be given in just a moment, as each program must have its own sponsors. So when you write, please mention the program you are sponsoring. But first, let me tell you, please tune in this coming Wednesday night at 7 p.m. to frequency 9350. That was changed over by WWCR from 5070. The change is, again, to 9350 Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. Now, here are a couple of letters sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. From Ohio, coming in good here in Cincinnati. Watchman response, "Thank you, my friend, for that radio check by mail and for your love gift you enclosed at the Lord's direction. God bless you." And another letter from Illinois, two signs, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. Wanted to get this in the mail. God bless you all. Brother Johnson responds, my. You sure are a blessing, my brother, and I'm still praying for your needs. May God bless your heart to support science programming. Amen and amen. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Are you ready? Get that phone or pen and get it ready, because here it comes very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, for being here with us on Signs International Radio. We always enjoy meeting you here on the air. As we are here for you, you are there for us. Get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. We so enjoy our listeners' calls and letters, and we are blessed so much by them. We pray each of our programs bless you. Please remember to pray for us as we pray for you, for we truly love you all.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.